for people that are carnal. Actually, if you're walking in the carnal realm, it's meant for you to get played. Because what you're saying is, I trade in my outside then for my inside. And you say, I'll take the money rather than taking God. I'll take the beautifulness on the outer appearance than taking what God says in the heart. And so when you walk, it's almost like how my parents had mice traps in the basement before. You know, they know that the mice is carnal. It's going after the cheese and not observing that it's about to get his head slammed. It's just saying, I'll take the cheese, and it just bite the cheese, amen? And that's the reason why that song that we sung earlier touched my heart. Because I love you, Jesus. I have got out the mice trap, and I love you because you told me where all the traps were at. When I follow you, you speak to me by the Spirit of God and not just by the flesh. When you go by the flesh, you get trapped, bro. And when you get trapped, it's hard to get up out of there. But when you follow in the Spirit, and a lot of people have experienced the Spirit of God. Oh, I knew I shouldn't have did that. What happened? I didn't listen to the Spirit of God. Oh, man, I knew something told me. What was that told you? You see what I'm saying? That something was God, amen. So let's go to the first scripture. It says Luke 17:20 says, one day the Pharisees, they was acting like they smart or something, asked Jesus, when will we see the kingdom of God? Jesus replied, the kingdom of God can't be detected by visible signs. You won't be able to say, here it is. It's in this conference over here. Hey! Over here, this person, if they lay hands on me, that's where the kingdom is. The kingdom of God is not an invisible sign. It's in the heart of man. Once Jesus says, I love you, he may speak to you to go to this conference. He may speak to you to get linked up to a person, but it's all coming from your insides. If you listen to your insides more than you listen to your outsides, you won't get trapped. You won't be able to say, here it is, or it is over here. Oh, Jesus, if you just come down to earth and just show yourself in flesh, then I'll believe you. How you gonna believe him in the flesh? You only believe him in the Spirit. And the Spirit is what created the natural realm. We think that the flesh is when you got it. No, you got it when it's in your heart. Oh, man, yeah. For the kingdom of God is already among you. Well, Wendell, you know, when I move to Texas, that's when God gonna bless me. If I get linked up with this person, I know God gonna love me then. Or when I get this degree, oh, God gonna show out with me. Nah, if God ain't showing out now, he ain't gonna show out with that degree. I said that on Anthony's post. I said, I don't care if you got 32 degrees, you'll still be frozen if you ain't listening to the Spirit of God. Yeah, you got it. 32 degrees. You know, I even had a good friend of mine that was letting me know when he was in Louisiana, and he was about to make this big deal. And he told me this when I was sitting in his truck. He was like, Wendell, something just told me to leave 4 days in advance. And he said, I was about to close on a deal that's going to make me thousands of dollars. And the guy was, the company was mad at me. And he said, what are you doing? He said, the Lord told me to get up out of here. And not just because of the news of what was about to happen, Katrina was about to happen. But he said, it wasn't worth it. I knew I heard the voice of God, and I left. He said, they tried to leave the 2 days or a day of, and they couldn't go because of traffic. And they got stuck there. He said, but let me tell you something, Wendell. God is always speaking, but we are not always listening. Because what can happen is your ambition of what you want it so bad that you cloud out the voice of God. And you cloud out anybody that's speaking to you out of the voice of God. Did you know that God speaks to us through people? He has connected you all for a reason so you can listen. Even when little kids come to me, Wendell, we should change it. I listen. What should we change? Because I want to hear, is God speaking to me? Nobody is above reproach. Nobody is above correction. Nobody is... The Bible says he loved those that he corrects. Love me more, God. Love me more. Why? So my head won't get smashed in that cheese trap. People get heads get smashed every day. I've seen churches get to scandal because they have people coming in and, well, I speak educated and I'm telling you that I'm going to give you the best etiquette in New York. I'm like, I don't care how you speak. I don't care what type of suit you got. If you're not speaking from the Spirit of God, listen, you better cancel that, bro. Cancel it quick, because this is about to cancel you out. So what should we do, Wendell? Start hanging with Jesus. One of the best things I did, I ordered me a whole bunch of Jesus movies. I started going to seminary. You don't got to go to seminary. But I started educating on Christ because I've learned something. Man always has an agenda. But God's agenda is only to have a relationship with you. Man would even say, yo, the relationship is so your morals get better. No, it never said in the Bible. You, as you have relationships, your morals will get changed. But that's not why God wants you. Don't put the cart before the horse. No, he wants to have a relationship. And as I get filled with his love, filled with his Spirit, now I don't want to fight no more. My marriage can change. My finances can change. Every aspect of my life can change because I know I've got a God that loves me. I ain't got to walk through insecurity. I ain't got to walk through guilt. I ain't got to walk through shame anymore. So I ain't got to wonder, is this a fairy tale? God has been instructing me every part of my life. And if you listen to him and be quiet and listen, he will tell you that. It's the reason why they paid $2 million per second on those commercials. Because your attention is downloading all the time. And you only got some amount of attention to give. Why do Doritos and Bourjois, they already on top. They are paying $2 million more per second. It don't fuck why. Why don't y'all just keep rolling the way you want? Because whoever controls the attention controls your life. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first. Don't call him Lord if he ain't got your first attention. Don't call him Lord if you ain't listening to what he got to say before you get married, before you get a job, before you get anything. You listen to what he got to say. I remember it 3 years ago, before I got on this job that I am now, which is the best job that God has given me other than pastoring and counseling, I remember it was a time where they said, well, you got to get your CDL, and if you don't get your CDL, we got to take you back to the other job. I didn't even tell Keisha that. But I was like, oh, man, that's a hard decision. Because the job, it was decent. It was allowing me flexibility and stuff. And I've had so many people from that job say, well, Wendell, it's good to deal with the devil you know, that the devil you don't know. I don't know if you should go. And I was like, man, I said, you know what? That sounds pretty good. I don't want to deal with these people. Then they let me go because I can't get my seat. And then I listened to the voice of God. And the Lord said, no, that's the spirit of fear. Go for it. Go for it. Don't listen to none of them. And I went, oh, you crazy. Man, it's the best decision. So you have to say, every thought that comes to your brain, is it fear-based or is it God-based? Is it saying move forward or is it telling you move backwards? Is it saying, no, you're chasing money, or is it saying, oh, I'm chasing what God has put in my heart? When you listen to God, it can't go wrong. It's the best decision that I've, other than, I'm talking about as a job-wise, other than pastoring and counseling. You know, I can't, you know, but even that, you know, I tell people this, and I say people gonna probably lock me up in the house, but my mom was in agreement. Oh, she didn't feel the church. But I remember telling my mom, you know, going through prayer, you know, Keisha spoke to me with my wife. 12 years old, man? You too young, boy. And I know, back then I was, but guess what? He spoke to me. He spoke, you know, elder came and said, you're going to be a pastor one day, 8 years old. What was you listening to? How did he know? What you know about me? I didn't even think about, you know. But guess what? If you listen to the voice of God, he will let you know things before it happens. If you're linked in. Why can't we hear? Because we're so tone deaf to the Spirit of God. Everything that God says is the opposite of what the world says. The world says, no, stay where you're at. God says, no, I want to flow into you. Give. I remember it was a year where I just stopped giving because I got this lump amount of selling the house that I was a partnership with. I said, man, I got this money. I gotta hold this money. Man, that money went through my hands like sand. Like, I was trying to hold it. I stopped. That was the first foolish year I ever had. I got this lump sum, and I tried to hold it, and it just kept going. I said, man, I should have kept on with God's principles. I got stupid for a year. But you know what? I ain't going to be stupid no more. And I got back on my giving program. Why? Because it was giving the one that gave it to me. We get it, then we get amnesia. Uh-oh. Like, we forgot who gave it to us in the first place. Uh-oh. I made friends with people that have anger in your heart, in their heart. I said, well, God, well, they got anger in their heart, but they ain't going to affect me. And God said this, make no friendship with the angry man. And with the furious man, do not go. Oh, God, yeah, but it's almost like you become an idealist and say, well, if I jump off this building, if I flap a little bit harder, then I might fly. You ain't flying nowhere, bro. It's a good idea, but nah. Listen, man. The way God set these kingdoms up, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You go with the will that God gave you and work that will. You don't have to reinvent this. Read the word of God and see what it says. I try to make it work with somebody that got anger in their heart. It's not going to work. It's so many principles about giving. It's so many principles about two cannot go together unless they're one that we ignore, man. And guess what? God, I don't know why you put me through this. Jesus. Jesus the one that's trying. It's like an ambulance come. Why y'all trying to kill me? And you're like, we're the one that's trying to resuscitate you, bring you back. You can't put this on God. This is on the world system or even us not listening to what God has to say about it. Lest you learn his ways and set a snare for yourself. Even me and Keisha go there too. But we ain't hanging out with nobody that are men haters or talking about their wife. We say this. Listen. As soon as they do this, we gonna cut the conversation. We gonna do something else. Because I don't need her coming back home hate me, slap me in my head, and I ain't gonna go home with a spirit. I ain't gonna come home with a spirit depreciate my wife because somebody complained about women all day. Because you are so smart, you think you can dodge these spirits?
You are not the exception.
Man, you better stop playing and link up to what God is saying. You it's almost like you ice skating uphill. You ain't going nowhere. Get on God's slope, man. And just roll with it. Wherever he roll, I roll. Wherever you go, I go. Moses got to the point where he blocked his life. So 40 years getting stuck. He said, listen, bro, listen. This is how it's going to be. I ain't going nowhere unless you tell me to go. Because you don't become a water walker walking by your flesh. You become a water walker because God said something and you got on it. I know people in Africa today trying to walk on water. God ain't tell you to walk on water. You go, boop, boop, boop. That was a word for Peter. Not a word for you. Now, if God told me to do this church, guess what? I have every tool and provision to do. You see what I'm saying? That's the reason why it's so important to listen to God. Because once he said provision, everything that you need is there for what he told you to do. But if you're doing something and he said, what you doing? I didn't tell you to do that. Guess what? There's no provision for what God didn't assign. There's a provision for me to love. I got a lot of it. It's like a river. It's a river effect. I got more than enough. I ain't got no big gold cup of it. I got a river flowing through me. That's why insecurity happens. You think that, oh man, somebody stole my big cup. I gotta go run after them. I got an ocean. I got no big cup. I got a whole supply. The Bible says we got rivers of living life coming through us. What happened if I have a big gold cup and I sat in here for a week? Will you drink that cup? No, it'd be stale. But Christ, his love is always moving. He's always moving. And if you have an understanding, you keep your love active. You keep your love moving. Don't just just like I did with my money, is kicking for that 1 year. Just, I ain't giving nobody else to go hold this money until they can multiply. Ain't going to multiply. Scary money don't make money anyway. And God ain't gave you the spirit of fear. He gave you the spirit of peace, love, and sound mind. But let that oil keep going. Let it keep flowing. Amen. It says one on the last day in John 7:37 of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out. If Jesus, your Lord, your master, got up and cried, it's something important that he got to say. He says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He know you're going to be thirsty. He know this world going to wear you out. But if you got to drink from Jesus' cup. Woo. Don't drink from the world cup. The world is still trying to put you back on a rat race.
Oh, you mad?
Get more money, dog. More money ain't going to help your problems. Now, this is what I tell people. You know, once you link up with Jesus, the favor that he gives you will be greater than the finances that you was trying to chase. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Whoever believes in me, look at this.
This is different remote control we're getting used to.
Okay. Whoever believes in me in 38, as the scriptures say. You see what I'm saying? As the scriptures say. Not, you know, we remember that in the 90s,
some of y'all that was live back then.
They had the bracelet where what would Jesus do? You know what I mean? The WWJD movement. That was dope. But it kind of missed it. It's if you believe in Jesus, what were your actions? That's what you should really have a question. See, what would Jesus do with this stuff? You trying to say, okay, I have this, I have this. No, if I really believe that he loves me and he died for me and that he had everybody drop the song because ain't none of them righteous but Jesus. He's the only one to declare me great, lovely, peaceful, everything that his heart desired. What else does it matter what anybody else got to say? The anointing can't flow out if you're caring about what everybody else thinks.
Thank you, Lord.
That's you know, Anthony, I came to me. He said, bro, I listened to one of your old CDs and yours now. He said, man, you didn't win light years ahead. You remember? But you know what? I was trying to preach like other people. I was trying to preach like Andrew Wong. I was trying to preach like these other ministers that I was copying. And boom, once I say, I don't care about what nobody thinks, I'm preaching what God put in my heart, that's what happened. Boom. A sonic boom happens. Because once you stop caring about what everybody else thinks and you hear the worship of the master, that's when the anointing releases out of your life. I'm telling you what God loves. When you worship it, don't be looking at nobody else. Can't nobody else help you with your problem? They in the same room you here. Look to him that cometh your help. Your help coming from the Lord.
Oh, we better bring this.
Your help don't come from your neighbor, your friend. Can't nobody tell me who my wife is. Can't nobody, you ain't even want to tell me to stay back in the other job. Oh, I seen that. No, I'm listening to what Jesus got to say.
Yeah.
Now, guess what? If you saying the same thing Jesus got to say, oh, Al, we can link up, brother, and roll. Let's go shout down. But if I'm rolling, you got envy in your heart, you got spite, you can't roll with it.
Right.
How? Two roll together unless they agree. They gotta go to the crisis scene.
Yeah.
But my great grandma, they said this is so it gotta be. Listen, man. Somewhere God have to be. Stop being your grandma, God, your God. Yeah, I'm just saying. Because tradition of man makes the word of God of what? Not a fact. You won't even feel the effect. Oh, God ain't real because I can't feel the effect. Because you're not listening to God. You're listening to somebody else. Listen to what Jesus got to say to you, bro. That's the same, you know, Esau and Jacob. It's a story, if you have time to read it, I don't have time today, but if you got time to read it, read this story. This is a classic story of people who not listening to the Spirit of God and listening and trading in what God is saying. He traded in what God wanted for Esau for a bowl of soup. not Camry. This some old rugged suit. He said, listen, man, you know what he said? This is what you call walking in the carnality. All your senses, your flesh, are in this day, it's called just being a meathead. I ain't gonna be able to live if I'm hungry. Here, you can have this red coat. I don't care if I was the first one. I'm giving you this anointing. He gave it to Jacob. Jacob tricked him. But, you know, this is what I see in the world happen every day. I got this little bitch. Sunday, five piece. You gonna trade that for what God has to speak to you? It ain't worth it. God has something precious he wants to share to you. He's gonna go because of money, because of lack. Don't worry about anything. I remember going up to Farmington like, man, this is a lot of miles, God. But you know what? This is healing my marriage, God. This is healing my relationship. This is breaking me free. My spirit says yes, but my flesh says no. Listen to the spirit every single time. This is like when I play Monopoly with some of these people. You know, I always got to bring it in. Look at all this. I got $5. You got $500. I was like, you ain't got nothing to go, man. I got all this property. Your money ain't moving nowhere. Don't come and see it. He got $500. I got $4. You ain't got no property, bro. We got the spirit of life living. Don't trade that. Yeah, no ass. Don't trade that for cheese. Don't trade that for chip. It's a trap. Because he's trying to claw you so you can get into this trap. Why? Because then your mind is filled with what the world is wanting to be filled with instead of what God. When you enter into the kingdom of God, you start learning that, man, only thing that matters is love. The thing that matters is knowing that I never prayed with somebody on their deathbed, which I've done many times. I never heard them talk about it. They say, I'm doing my relationship with God get better if I exit out here today. Keisha had an encounter with somebody for two weeks ago that passed away the next 10 hours. Guess what? They ain't talking about no money. I better stop playing. I'm so serious, man, because guess what? God loves you too much for you to be bad with this precious time that he's giving you. Don't move to somebody because they're more educated or anything. Go because of what the Spirit of God is telling you. Esau, you messed up, bro. You took that anointing, man. That's why the Bible says with Psalms and King David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Why? Thirsty people is the people that get caught up in this trap. You was thirsty until you went to, but he says, guess what? If you come to me, you ain't gonna thirst no more. Let me tell you something about this kingdom. After Jesus saved you, you really don't have a hunger for things. I mean, it's cool to get some new J's or something, but it's like, I don't got to.
Right.
I'm not thirsty for anything, bro. We cool. When you see somebody that's thirsty, that's emptiness inside. That haven't been filled with they don't know that the love, so they're trying to find it from the outside source. And guess what? As they're trying to find it, mousetrap, mousetrap, mousetrap. They get trapped by people. They get trapped by position. They get trapped by things of life. And God says, don't get trapped by them. I love you unconditionally. And ain't no side effects to me except for peace, love, joy, fruits of the Spirit, kindness. That's my fruit. That's my side effect. Don't ever think you have to get in a relationship and you be the doormat.
Oh my Lord.
That's not what God has called you to. Because he says, guess what? The blessed Lord is rich and added no sorrows. That means if me and Anthony is linked up together and he doing kingdom business, I'm doing kingdom business, he's saying, I mean, I love worshiping that diva. I said, man, I love preaching. There's no sorrow. Man, I want to pay. No, I want to pay. I want to pay. There's no sorrows. Does it be linked up with somebody and they always take it? That's not what God called you to.
Somebody needed that.
God has linked you up to peace, joy, love. We think that forgiveness means I give you the right to run over me. No, it don't. Forgiveness means the same thing that you did to me. I don't want it to happen to you. But if I put you in the same position, they ain't gonna be love for you terrorizing everybody else, stealing from everybody else. No, forgiveness means what you did for me, I don't want it to happen to you. But it don't mean I'm not gonna promote that person. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is saying, I don't want that pain to happen to you. So when God says he has forgiven you, just receive that as it is. He loves me for what you are, what you did not do. Just let it go. And they say, you know what? I'm drinking from your cup. Mary Magdalene, she was crying at Jesus' feet as they were about to stone her. And he said, you are forgiven. But guess what? Don't get linked up with this again. Hey. Don't sin again. Don't put yourself in a position where you got to be out here in these streets.
Hey.
I love you through more than that.
That's good.
Come on, man.
Good.
The Lord is my shepherd. And if the Lord is my shepherd, he makes me lie down in green pastures. That means that when I trade in my stuff, my junk for his mess, it gets better and better. He gives me more better sleep, more better relationships, more better everything. He becomes your chief. That's why when I hear people say, I don't know if God really or not, I'm like, you don't got no relationship. That's like telling me, I don't know if your GPS is real or not. What? I listen to it every day. It got to be. Well, what happened if it's a fantasy, bro, and this is all made? I said, man, listen, you going too deep. It's telling me where to go. It's telling me every turn to go. And this is how I know. I end up at my destination. And this is the same way I know about Jesus is real. He lets me know who to marry. He lets me know where to go. He lets me know what church to go. And then guess what? I end up landing in my destination. People that's not listening to God, they're not strengthening their communication, God, and so they don't even know if you're there. Because of the rapping. It's people that come to GFO probably for a year, but never been here. Because their ambition is on something else.
Ooh.
I said, you ain't never been here before. Yes, I have. You been for something else. You ain't been for here. You ain't been for Jesus. Because if you have, you'll be like, oh, rugged cross, I love you so much, Jesus. You are my everything. This unconditional love ain't nothing like I heard before.
Hey.
I'm here for Jesus, man. Nothing else. Even, you know, even as I speak, I can't be thinking about like the world system, like this is a hard issue or something. This is messed up of how we disconnect ourselves. Disconnect ourselves. This ain't no audition. If I'm having a relationship with God up here and I'm speaking with the Spirit of God and I'm matching it with these scriptures, say, I ain't got a double check. It's what God's word says.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That would have to double check on what God's word says. Don't read a different will. It's gonna work if you walk inside of it. The kingdom of God is for us. He wants to have heaven on earth as it is in what? Heaven. You know what they're doing in heaven? They're walking. Guess what they walking on? Gold. They treating it like it's asphalt. The most beneath us.
Come on, bro.
That's why you ain't got to chase that, man. Walk on this so like gold is underneath you. I ain't chasing gold. Gold chasing me.
Hey.
I got so much, man. Jesus.
I can't finish. I don't know. But I'm going to try to.
Matthew 13:19 says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom regarding salvation and does not understand it and grasp it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in the heart. This is one on whom seed was sown besides the road. The one on whose seed was sown on rocky ground, this the one who hears the word and at once becomes with joy in it. Ooh, hallelujah. God is good to me.
Yeah.
Yet he has, or she has, no substance rooted inside of themselves, but it's only temporary. I'm only here for a little bit. You know, that's why that's my work. I'm only here when I get when I get through my weight, and I'm going back to eating donuts 5 days now. I'll tell you what's real. But it is only temporary, and when pressure and persecution comes because of the word. Why? Because the word is salvation. The word that he, if I was the enemy and I was on a boat and I see you stranded and thousands of people was getting on this anchor, what do you think I'm going to try to cut? You think I'm trying to shoot the people in the water room? I'm trying to shoot the anchor. Think about it. I'm gonna cut that. I'm trying to get this anchor off away from you. Because without this anchor, you're lost. So when Satan attacks you, like you may get attacked after you leave this church, it's because he don't want the word to say we are. He don't know by 9 o'clock when somebody says, what's the pastor talking about? It was good though. I can't tell you, but listen, it was fine. Spiritual manipulation to end. Why? I'm thinking about what I'm gonna eat, what I'm gonna drink, what I. Some people are here right now, but not even here. Listen, ain't that a shame? You right here. I'm here. Why? Because I have the fear. Just think about it. Your physical mind can't go past this wall. Why are you gonna let your imagination? Okay. Plus your knee. You here right here. That's why when I'm counseling, I might miss about 5 phone calls. I might miss some urgent next spot. I'm counseling this person for a whole hour and a half. I'm not focusing on nothing else right now. This is where God got me. When God has you here, be here. Then, when it's time for you to go, and you know, that's why my doctor, Keisha, he loves that too. Dr. Madison, he's the best doctor. But guess what? When I'm in the office, bro, you taking all day. I've been here for 2 hours. But you know what? When I get back there, it's all good. Because he gives me all that attention. See what I'm saying? To be a person that's here right now. And when you're here right now, you're able to listen to what God has to say. You have to understand that it's a process.
Yeah.
It's a process. Step by step. Step by step. You're going to grow. Step by step in love. He'll show you about the process. And when you understand that it's a process, you relax. Take the weight off your shoulders, man. It's funny how people talk about, even in the natural, how people talk about Michael Jordan now, like, he never lost anything. It's like, but it was a process to eat what he got.
Come on.
But he double, I said, he's been in the NBA for 15 years. So he won 6 titles. My dude, mad, he lost 9 years in a row. So he didn't get there overnight. He missed more than he shot. Some people are so scared of taking L's, they don't even want to hear what God has to say. Take the shot, man. This is how life is. And it kind of reminds me that Keisha sent me this to me Wednesday. I probably spent 10 hours on this sermon. But I ain't only going to preach for 30 minutes. And this is how your life is. It's more underground than it's underground. You want everybody to see what's going on. No. It's more of what God's doing underneath. By the time the first root, it's been about a year underneath some trees. Where you think it could pop up the same. That's the reason why you don't chase the lead, chase the root, chase the inside, chase the kingdom of God that's loving you, embracing you, is caring about you. They ain't gonna put you through no rat race. And you'll find out that he loves you so much. I love how Galatians put this in the message. It says, this is my last scripture. So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefits of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith. Amen. You know, I've learned that you all are connected and we're growing. Okay, ain't no superstars here. We all for Jesus, man. All for Jesus. I've seen people give other people jobs. I see other people having concerts together here. I'm saying so many, you all are connected as one. And this is how God wants it. Why? Because we're going to grow as one. There's certain things that I couldn't grow until I heard somebody else let me hear. Because Christ was speaking through another person as one, amen. So just remember this, that God ain't made no accident. And to kind of quiet down some of the things, you know, get off Facebook, this one was good. I'm not the person that tried to tell people what to do. But just start listening to God. Because when you do, actually your relationship get closer. You know that he exists because he's giving you directions. And when you take that direction, you're going to find out that it was the best thing ever. Amen. Give God a hand, man. Let's all stand. Hallelujah.